This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Vice President Pence, heads of state, members of Congress, speakers of Parliament, visiting clergy, my father's children. As I listened to that beautiful rendition of I Can Only Imagine, I found myself distracted from imagining that one day I could sing like that. The Bible says, thou shalt not covet, and you have caused me to transgress the law of God today. I don't get upset with people who sing well. I wish, however, they didn't make it look so easy. I want to talk about making your voice heard in heaven. As has already been stated, our lawmakers get together each week for a prayer breakfast. One of the things that really inspires me about that prayer breakfast is the closing prayer, when they stand and join hands and they pray together, to see Republican, Democrat, Independent praying together. I find myself thinking, where are the C-SPAN cameras when you need them, eh? One senator observed, as some of you may have heard, it's difficult to pray like that and then leave that room and go to the upper chamber and figuratively stab one of your colleagues in the back. The senator quickly added, it's not impossible, but it is difficult. Fewer of you may know that the next day in one of the hideaways, senators from both sides of the aisle meet for a Bible study. The Bible study begins and ends with a prayer. Again, both sides of the aisle praying with and for one another. Some of you may not know that every Wednesday, the chiefs of staff get together for a Bible study that begins and ends with a prayer. Some of you may not know that every Friday, more than 100 staffers, Capitol Police officers, janitors, waiters, waitresses, come together for a Bible study. And that Bible study begins and ends with a prayer. Paul had it right in Philippians 4:22. There are saints in Caesar's household. And I am encouraged by the robust spirituality of so many who work on Capitol Hill. We have senators who are under the radar, but ordained ministers. I won't out any of them right at this time. We also have senators whose spirituality dwarfs my own. And so we need to come together and realize that when we pray, we are making our voices heard in heaven. I believe they gather because of that.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hey, that's our mission, and if it's going to happen, we got to stay focused on it, right? A little program change for those of you that were expecting Liz Peek to join us. We had to reschedule, and she's going to be with us on Thursday morning. Liz from FoxNews.com, a former Wall Street analyst and political commentator, great insight, and so we've got a lot to talk with her, and we'll talk with her on Thursday. What you just heard, let me tell you up front, I was hesitant whether I should introduce, Reverend Barry Black. Now, Barry Black is the 62nd chaplain of the United States Senate. He was elected to this position in June of 2003, becoming the first African-American and the first Seventh-day Adventist to hold this office. The Senate elected its first chaplain in 1789, so quite a long history. And to think this is our first Black American, African-American, to serve as the Senate chaplain. He served for over 27 years as a chaplain in the United States Navy. Now, what you heard was about 5 minutes of about a 26-minute presentation that was given to the presidential inauguration prayer breakfast, if you recall. And what Barry Black had to say, I think, were things that, yes, he's going, where's CNN when you need him? Where's the mainstream media, for that matter? Where's anybody else that can shed the light of what's happening? The awesome responsibilities. I mean, aside from all the bitter partisanship and egos that fly around D.C., I mean, how could it not be? I mean, D.C. is so loaded with testosterone and ego because it is the pinnacle of our humanity, good and bad, and the challenges that go along with it. And so it's only, I guess, natural when you have that kind of environment. But even the politicians know that they need a time to hit the pause button, to come together outside of their positions and egos and look to God Almighty to, as Reverend Black said, let their voices be heard in heaven. I mean, amazing, as he says, here they come together at the end of these prayer breakfasts. Every week this goes on, they're in a circle, they're holding hands, they're praying for wisdom and Almighty God to give them insight to their jobs and the business at hand for we the people. And yet, not too far from that point in time, they're heading back into the well of the Senate, back to Congress, and putting the proverbial political blade in the back of their colleague. That's our humanity. And this is why our voices need to be heard in heaven. Now, look, I understand. If that's not the way you roll and you believe differently, hey, that's okay. But I'll tell you, still, even though some would say that America is a post-Christian society, we're not that far post yet. Okay, there are still many people who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They believe in the God that created the heavens and the earth. And whether they do it in open, because we've been told for so long that, we don't want that prayer here. We don't want that civility here. But let me tell you, I will say this, and I believe this with all my heart. It was the church that saved this country, because their voices were heard in heaven. I mean, look what was happening going into the November election. It was a landslide. Hillary had it in the bag. It was just, we're just getting ready for a coronation. Trump was just cannon fodder. You know, kind of like the song that John Morgan sang to us yesterday. It's also posted on our website, along with, Barry Black's presentation at the prayer breakfast there at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, they thought that, hey, they were happy that it was Donald Trump. They said, that knucklehead, that clown, there's no way he's going to be president, right? Kind of reminds me, years ago, I was in Los Angeles as a radio personality at the time, playing music and being a juvenile. When the name of Jimmy Carter first came up, I said, how can we have a president named Jimmy? You know, it just doesn't fit the mold. And look what happens. We have Jimmy Carter as the president. And many people in like manner said the same thing about Donald Trump, making fun of his characteristics and that. You know, at one point I said, look, if God can get a donkey to talk, you know, why can't he use Donald Trump? And here he is. This man who's put it all on the line, walked away from his business, you know, his business that he created that was handed down, you know, in part from his father, though he's his own man. You know, he admits his father gave him $1 million, $1 million loan. And look what Donald Trump has done with this. What is he worth? 10, 12 billion, you know, some inestimable amount. People question, well, we haven't seen his books. We haven't seen his taxes. So, you know, like, that's some big major violation. I had this discussion a while ago with some very dear friends. I said, you wouldn't even understand his tax report. Guy's a billionaire. All the line items, everything else. I mean, can you imagine all these analysts? We can't even get IRS agents.
Well, we don't even understand our own.
Yeah, I mean
think
right.
About it. We make a lot less money, have a lot less irons in the fire, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I'm either going through a computer program or I'm going to my friend who's an accountant saying, hey, can you look at this and make sure this is right?
Yeah, look at all. They don't understand. I mean, it's so profuse. I mean, this is one of the goals of the Trump administration. Let's simplify the tax code. I mean, the big thousands, what is it, 40,000, 60,000, 70,000 pages of regulations? I mean, how do you keep up with that? It's impossible. So now we're going to look at Donald Trump's tax papers, his taxes, and figure it out? I mean, you'd have forensic analysts on this all over, and they couldn't agree, you know, forever. And then, let's not forget what they did to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney laid out his taxes, and Harry Reid just, you know, cut them to pieces, misrepresented, lied about it, and then laughed about it. Said, well, he didn't get president. He's not in the Oval Office, is he? You know, that was his response. So, no big whoop for me. But getting back to the main point here is that we've got major problems here in this country, as complex as they are, because like sin being that which offends God, and it offends us, our very nature, because we know it instinctively, whether we want to admit it or not. You know, we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles and go, whoa, what can I do here? And we try, some of us, try to find the answer in and of ourselves, and how's that working for you? There's no release, because there's no truth. It's just a matter of, you know, trying to obfuscate and escape the consequences of the choice that we make. And this is what happens, and is what is happening in our country today. But as I started to say, it was the people of faith that saved this country who came out and in record numbers chose Donald Trump. And they did it because their voices were heard in heaven. They were on their knees and they were praying. And I'm grateful for Barry Black and for him telling the story about what goes on in the Senate every day, things that CNN and the mainstream media are not reporting. We've got more. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Sadly, it seems that, today we're living in a time where you got to know what you believe in and what you're willing to stand for. And maybe that is courageous, that you've got to be able to speak up. And I think this is something, we can thank Donald Trump for this. I mean, he's taken on the media. He's not taking on the chin. Kind of like we were talking, messing around with John Morgan yesterday. He impersonates George W. Bush. George W. Bush, modeled, compassion, understanding, lots of forgiveness, and maybe to a fault, because he didn't answer He didn't answer the media back. And as a result, his legacy, especially when leaving office, because if you remember his approval ratings that had plummeted so poorly, was defined. It was formed by the media. They just ran over him. I mean, there was no question. John McCain wasn't going to have a shot unless he had some incredible message or something different, and going up against one Barack Obama, a junior senator, minimal amount of experience, and he hands him his lunch. But that was all delivered, thank you very much, the mainstream media. But Donald Trump's not about to just sit back and take it. He is going to respond punch for punch. And I believe he's modeling for all of us who would want to be courageous to know what you stand for. You know, hey, I'm not saying be like Donald. Donald is Donald. I mean, you know, the president is, he's a character, and you gotta love him in every regard. But look at what he's doing, is that he is responding. And I believe for too long, the church and people of faith have been kicked to the back of the bus, in the back row, saying, hey, we don't need your Christianity. We don't need your Bible stuff anymore. Well, look what happened. You know, people of faith backed off. And they've been doing this. This has been a process. It's been going on for decades. This didn't happen in the last 5 years. Okay, don't blame it on Barack Obama. This has been going on way before Barack Obama was around. Because people don't want God involved in the public square. Because if God's in the public square, then we got to look at all these things that we know in our hearts are not right, that are going to be judged. Okay? And that's between you and God. And it is those things that wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles going, what do I do? And those things are individual. And we'll deal with those individually. But corporately, we're unhinged right now. Look at every turn in this country. What's going on? I mean, here it is. You have the First Lady of the United States saying this prayer. Listen to what she prayed.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thousands of people were there. Did you hear how many people were praying along with her? You know, and I think about this. You know, the Catholic Church, over a billion strong, every Sunday, every day, they hold hands and pray the Lord's Prayer. I mean, it was the prayer that Jesus gave us when, you know, his own apostles and disciples and people were around him said, hey, we want what you got. How do we get what you want? We want to be able to pray like you do. And this is the prayer that he gave us. And for that, our First Lady is being attacked because of the words of the Lord's Prayer. Oh, foul, you know, separation of church and state. Well, there wasn't a separation of church and state when this country first started. And you can't separate it. You know, you try and ask those senators and congressmen and those officials in government who appreciate the awesomeness of their responsibility, the weight. They know in and of themselves they don't have the ability to do it. Their voice needs to be heard in heaven, as Reverend Black said. So they get together every week. They look up to heaven and ask God to hear their prayer. Whether it's the Lord's Prayer, whether it's a prayer that is inspired deep in their hearts and souls to know that they got big trouble here in River City. Whether it's immigration, the refugee problem. We got families right now, kids that have been born here in America. I think about them, you know, I'm of Hispanic descent. My grandparents came here legally, I think I mentioned to you. They paid one penny for their citizenship. Amazing, huh? was in 1900. And, you know, my mother and father, my father, World War II vet, he was in the, he was a medic in the European theater, fought, believed in this country. And as a medic, you imagine what he must have seen firsthand in that awful war. And but there are many people here who have come because this is a magnet. There's no question this is a great country, but they chose not to do it legally. And here we are because of our goofy laws that say, well, if your children's born here, then they're a citizen, you're not. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, is that the most ridiculous law you could come up with?
It is. It is. And at the same time, it's they seem to have done something knowing that there is a consequence for what they're doing. They know that they're not doing it the legal way. And then when they're caught, you do get the sad story. Well, he deported my there's the kid that they deported my father and my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says Trump deported my father and my uncle. Okay. Well, you know, and he gets to stay here because he's, you know, him and his mom are both here.
Right.
Still, because he's a citizen, and she, I don't know, I guess she gets to stay because of the kid, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
See, but Scott, this is all the reality. I mean, this is where the rubber's meeting the road, is that we are separating families because they separated themselves. They separated themselves to begin with by breaking 100%. The law. They have the children here. And now what it is they want to compel the taxpayers to pay for their sin.
Well,
when we have a normal immigration program that says there are responsible things, there are things that need to be met in order to come here legally. And then you're not operating in the shadows, and the full force and favor of the government is on your side. When you're illegal, it's not. They're counting on people in the in these little barrios or areas of different communities, sanctuary or not. And they're relying on street justice.
Yeah, now they're even trying.
And that's crazy. And that is crazy, Scott. I'm telling you.
Yep. And now they're back on the whole. They're back up on the. The liberals are back up on the soapbox saying that you can't call these people illegal immigrants. Well, that's what they are.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you know, you can't call black white either, but it doesn't change the color, does it?
Well,
come on.
They're not illegal because of who they are. They are an illegal immigrant because of the choices that they made.
It's what they've done. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, you know, and this is the hard truth and reality. But whether we talk about immigration, the refugee situation, we're talking about, you know, the longest war probably we've been in, I think, in modern history and probably of all of history right now with what's going on in the Middle East. The contention with Israel and Palestine. You think, I mean, we had, as Donald Trump said, there's been lots of geniuses on that project and we haven't been able to answer it right now. Do you think it's going to come from man? And if that doesn't cause you to look up to the heavens and say, heaven help us, God hear our voice in heaven, and look for the answer, because it is not going to come from any of the human geniuses, especially when we're the ones that created the problem. Just the same way as you said, Scott, the choices that illegal immigrants made, it is their choice. It's been our choice. It's been the choices of businesses who complain on one hand, but yet on the other hand, hire illegal immigrants and pay them, you know, a low wage, and, you know, for their own greed. And it's like, I don't know how you reconcile that. But if you don't, if you're not looking to a higher authority to understand that you are complicit, and you're not willing to confess your own participation in it, then we're going to miss something.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the address. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure you get involved in the conversation because your opinion does really count. No doubt about it. I mean, this has been part of the challenge we've had in this country. As many voices, as I say, have been invalidated. This is why the forgotten man and woman has been so frustrated. They just kind of regressed. Everybody regressed, said, okay, fine, we don't want to get into the fight here. We got people burning down buildings. You're accused of being a racist and a homophobe, xenophobe, you know, all the phobes. And, they just want to knock you out. They want to knock you out, get you disengaged from the conversation, but you need to get engaged and you need to stand up. And this is it. You know, what I started to say earlier about Donald Trump, where he's modeling to us, you have every right. I mean, this is, our First Amendment right is freedom of speech. Now, with that comes, an implied responsibility before we get there and look at this amendment, because it needed to be reinforced and clarified. After the U.S. Constitution, we enumerated, laid everything out, and then the founders said, hey, I just want to make sure you understand what's most important here, is that we need to have a free press, people need to be able to speak freely, and that's to be responsible, because it's already been determined. You can't sit there in a, as they say, the classic comparison metaphor is, you can't sit there in a movie theater and yell fire when fire is in place, and all of a sudden you got a stampede going on. You hurt people that way. That's not freedom of speech, because you're being irresponsible. And there are things to reconcile with things that are being said out there. And all this comes under, the fake news deal. Everybody, the media is not being objective. You know, they're in the tank for the Democrats, and the Democrats don't understand, because they go, well, yeah, I mean, because we're the right people. You know, we've got the right thing to say. Well, the problem with the media, when they get so ideologically influenced and fixed, is that they abandon their responsibility to be a free press. Free press means free. You're not owned by anybody. And even owned by your own conscience. What you are owned by is by the truth. You're owned by the moral judgments that a society depends on. I need you, yes, asking the tough questions. There's not a problem in asking the tough questions of any president or anybody in power, because that's what we do. We speak truth to power, and we question. That's what liberty and freedom for all is all about. It's what our Constitution, the Great American Experiment, is all about. Because you can't allow, you know, as Bill Federer, who's been on with us many times, and I love his historical perspective on this, because he's looked back in time, all the different despots and kings and czars and, you know, leaders from day one. And what's the big challenge? Look at, man, you know, it's good to be king. But you can go overboard, and then it gets to be bad to be king, because the people revolt and they don't want a king anymore. And that's also happened.
Yeah, and like you were saying, during the campaign, we found out from WikiLeaks that they were getting debate questions beforehand. They were getting all these things beforehand, and they were the ones controlling the narrative of the free press.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, like you said, once you start going with someone else's narrative, you're no longer free.
No, you're not. No, you're beholden.
You're now beholden to them.
Right. Exactly.
And I doubt that stopped, because obviously you got the same group, same news people all towing the same line.
And they're incredulous. They're incredulous because they're being called out. You know, Donald Trump spent 70 minutes, basically gave him a tutorial. If they would take what he said and made some adjustments, because this is what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump went across the country. He talked to the people, said, hey, what would you do? You know, kind of like, who did we talk to that handed out, the professor that handed out the 3x5 cards, you know, as a teacher. I'll remember his name here in a minute. It escapes me. Forgive me. But his ideas are brilliant. As he went out and talked to, actually engaged people, said, hey, what's, what's the problem here? And he adjusted his management style accordingly. And it was, it's not that novel. It works. I mean, you listen to the people. This is what Donald Trump did. Went out there, talked to the people, and said, hey, we got a problem. We got a problem with immigration. Hey, we need the wall. Let's do the wall. We got a problem with our national security. Refugees just coming, people coming in. Sanctuary cities, on and on. Tax code. Yeah, it's a mess. How do I figure this out? I'm just a simple man. You know, why can't I just pay X percent? That's it. Call it a day. You know, he listened to the people, responded. The Democrats don't want to listen because they sit on high and say, hey, you know, if you just believe us, we're the answer. We're the answer to your worst nightmares. Oh, really? How's that been working out? I mean, all their policies are clear across the country. I mean, it is a clear, if anything is a clear mandate, it's the people in every city across the country. Look what they've done. All these Democratic policies, except for California. California is in an, that's one for the ages. Sociologists, political scientists over the years will analyze California and New York and just say, hey, man, these people are confused. I mean, they're so confused, Scott. They want to be six states now. That's how confused they are. But this is what happens when you negate and you violate the laws of free speech and you negate the voices of those that need to be involved in the conversation. That's why it's so risky, and also why free speech is so important. And free speech in that context and in the context of the media, different type of free speech. They have a responsibility. The mandate they have from we the people is, look, we need you to hold power accountable. We need you to document history. So how are you doing just on those two? You're not. You're in the tank. That's why I said, I said to Donna Brazil, I put out a tweet. Donna, come on the show. Apologize. Apologize for what you did. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, come on. You're welcome. Come here and apologize to we the people for what you did. And now I understand your passion, but you need to reconcile with yourself and with the people that you lied. You misrepresented things to the point of lying. And I got to imagine that at some point, especially, you know, I think for Donna Brazile, because I sense her heart that she really wants to be, you know, this Christian woman that she says she is. And I'm not trying to judge her. I'm only just saying, look, if you want a future with the other 50% of this country, and keep in mind that you don't have a full 50%, that it's becoming less and less because they're starting to realize that there is serious trouble here. They cannot reconcile the choices and the direction of the Democratic Party with what's in their very heart. Forget about if you want to attach it to a Bible or God. We have a conscience. And that conscience, thank God, is expanding in the people of this country. That's causing us to look, even at immigration and all these tough issues, from a different angle. Instead of arguing, you know, about a Republican or Democratic thing, you know, we're starting to look at the impact it has on the illegal immigrants that come here. I mean, we reported on this yesterday. You got women who are being used and abused. How do you support sanctuary? How do you support these illegal activities? Because illegal activities open the door to more illegal activities. And I don't care if you say, well, it's not illegal, you know, it's undocumented. It doesn't matter. It's still illegal. You have opened the door to this kind of treatment of women and young boys as well. And we're only hearing just a little bit about the women's stories. Now, the stories abound, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you violate the law, especially you violate God's law, it's like you've heard me say, hey, fall off the roof, tell me if the law of gravity is not in play. And just like the law of gravity, there's other laws that we need to obey and be aware of. If we violate those laws, it's going to be very painful. And here we are. We're down the road many decades, just kind of absorbing these problems. And America needs to have their voice heard in heaven with the words that heaven needs to hear. And that's your choice. This is Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friend at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
I want people to think about our politics here today in America. Because I'm telling you guys, I don't know of a single nation in the history of the world that's been able to solve its problems when half the people in a country absolutely hate the other half the people in that country. And I want everybody to understand at the end of the night, this is not a partisan issue. It really is not. Turn on the news and watch these parliaments around the world where people throw chairs at each other and punches. And ask yourself, how does that make you feel about those countries? It doesn't give you a lot of confidence about those countries. Now, I'm not arguing that we're anywhere near that here tonight, but we're flirting with it. We're flirting with it in this body, and we are flirting with it in this country. We are becoming a society incapable of having debates anymore. In this country, if you watch the big policy debates that are going on in America, no one ever stops to say, I think you're wrong, I understand your point of view, I get it, you have some valid points, but let me tell you why I think my view is better. I don't hear that anymore. Here's what I hear almost automatically, and let me be fair, from both sides of these debates. Immediately, as soon as you offer an idea, the other side jumps and says, the reason why you say that is because you don't care about poor people, because you only care about rich people. Because you're this or you're that or you're the other. And I'm just telling you guys, we are reaching a point in this republic where we're not going to be able to solve the simplest of issues. Because everyone is putting themselves in a corner where everyone hates everybody. And I understand when I see my colleagues stand up and say something I don't agree with, I try to tell myself, look, I don't understand why they stand for that, but I know why they're doing it. Because they represent people who believe that. And I am so grateful that God has allowed me to be born and to live and to raise my family in a nation where people with such different points of view are able to debate those things in a way that doesn't lead to war, that doesn't lead to overthrows, that doesn't lead to violence.
See, when you have free speech like this, it's to an end. It's to a better end. And I got to tell you, I've always liked Marco Rubio. And Marco Rubio has been quoted quite often on this show because of his insight. And here it is. Again, I'm grateful for what he brings to the table, what he brings to the debate here. Some civility, long awaited. Our former president called for civility, but he had a hard time exampling it. So what does that tell you? It tells you it's not easy. It's hard to be civil, especially when we've, have this environment that we've cultured and have accepted to where it can be so contentious, to where your opinion doesn't matter. Half of the country, you're out of here. We don't want to hear from you. You're irrelevant. Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden you get down the road, as what's happening in the case of some of America, going, where's the church? Gallup poll taken, I think, about a year ago. That was one of the questions, And one of the answers was the people were saying, where's the church? We need the church. Well, you told the church to shut up. You told them they were irrelevant, not to get involved. Oh, this separation of church and state. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you separate church and state. Our founding fathers, they knew the awesome responsibility of this great experiment. Nothing had ever been done like this country before. We're starting from scratch. They had an idea. They all got together. All this oppression and tyranny and everything was going on. Persecution, religious persecution happening in their homeland. They said, oh, let's go someplace else. I think we can come up with a better way. And it was a process. A lot of courage, a lot of blood. A lot was invested to what we have today. And we owe them, you know, such deep gratitude for what they've done. And I ask us, I say, how have we done with that? That great gift of freedom, this God-inspired idea, absolutely inspired by God. And you can be an atheist, whatever, and say, I don't want to be. Well, fine. You know, come up with your own country. Come up with your own idea and see what you come up with. These were men that believed in a higher power, realized they didn't have it in and of themselves. Hey, they needed God. President, one after another, down through the ages of this 200-plus year history of this country, looked to God at varying times. And the challenge that we've had is there's not been a continuous connection with God. We kicked God out of the square, said, we don't want the Ten Commandments in our high schools. And our high schools are an absolute mess today. Anyway, it's on and on. The evidence is clear. But meanwhile, people of faith and people of conviction, we need to hear from you. And you need to stand up and take a stand for your families, for yourself, for this country. Glenn Frankel is with us right now. Glenn is a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist who has turned his lens toward Hollywood legends. You might recall his last book, The Searchers, which earned great praise for his profile of John Ford, John Wayne, and the real-life 19th century kidnapping that inspired the film. Well, Glenn is back with another book called High Noon. It is The Hollywood Blacklist and the Making of an American Classic, and the storyline behind it that you may not be aware. And it's interesting, the timing of all this. Glenn Frankel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here, Glenn. I mean, the timing and inspiration for this book, in a lot of ways, I mean, do you feel like the universe just said, hey, look, I dropped this in your mind to write this book, and it's almost like this is the perfect time for this book to come out?
Well, you know, I started on it in 2013, and I got to admit to you, I'm a longtime foreign correspondent, and I covered politics. I had no idea where things were going to turn or that we'd have President Trump. So I can't pretend to be clairvoyant, but there was the Tea Party. There was a movement in the country and a feeling in the land that our country was getting away from us a little bit, that our culture, that, you know, some people blamed outsiders to an extent. There was a discontent and a disaffection, and I could hear the echoes of that from the late 1940s, early 50s after World War II. I mean, people who felt their country was getting away from them and they wanted to get it back. And they went about it by many means, some democratic and electoral, and in other ways as well. So yeah, I knew I was in that territory, but I had no idea that the relevance would be so intense as it is now.
Kind of amazing, you know, because a lot of people, they think of High Noon and the movie and didn't realize, I mean, but, you know, let's roll back. And as you just touched on, what was going on in the 40s and 50s? Where the country, here we come out of World War II, we got Korea War here, we got McCarthy running wild. It is, it's all about communists. I mean, the communist boogeyman, I mean, nothing compared to the Russians today, but it's getting close sometimes. but nonetheless, you got Senator McCarthy holding these hearings, and boy, if you didn't look the right way and you didn't do the secret handshake just right, you were accused of being a communist. But certainly, in this case here with High Noon, pull back the curtain and you discover Carl Foreman. Tell our audience who Carl Foreman was.
Well, Carl Foreman was a screenwriter. He grew up in Chicago. He's the son of Jewish immigrants. He comes out to Hollywood, and he, like everybody else, goes out to Hollywood in those days to try to, you know, make a living. And But he's also very left-wing. You know, his family, as I say, is from Russia. And like a lot of Jewish immigrants, he became politically radicalized over time. And he was a member of the American Communist Party for a relatively brief period, before World War II and during the war for a while. After the war, his career takes off. He leaves the party. He's still progressive, but he's not a member of the party. But he's beginning, you know, at first the House Un-American Activities Committee, which is the folks we're really zeroing in on in this case. It's a little bit before McCarthy really gets traction.
Right.
They come out to Hollywood to investigate so-called communist infiltration. They ignore Carl at first because he's a small fish. No one's ever heard of him. But by 1951, when they come back for a second set of hearings, Carl's been nominated twice for an Academy Award. He's writing High Noon. His career is taking off. So they focus on him and many, many other folks because they're there both for the publicity value of it and to weed out whatever, you know, leftist sense they get. And you know, this is a political thing, and they go after him. And he, like many people, he gets subpoenaed in the middle of writing the script for High Noon.
Yeah.
And he faces that terrible dilemma. Do you go before the committee and cooperate with the committee and name the names of other people who were in the party with you? Or do you refuse to cooperate with the committee and lose your great job and your great career? And that's a terrible dilemma to face. And, you know, and Carl was right in the middle of that.
Well, and here it is, what people need to reconcile about High Noon. High Noon was his, in a sense, cinematic political statement about the blacklisting of Hollywood, wasn't it?
Well, yes, because as he's working on the script, as I say, he gets a subpoena, and he begins to identify with the lawman, the Gary Cooper character, who is, as you recall, you know, he's sitting in a town called Hadleyville, which sounds a little like Hollywood, and he's got these bad guys who are in town and their leader coming on the train. And they're coming to kill him. And he goes around, the heart of the story is going around, the lawman going around to his friends and to the church in town and to the town councilors and trying to drum up support so they can stand up against these bad guys when they arrive. But the lawman discovers that people won't support him. His old friends shun him. It's partly that they're afraid. It's partly because, well, do we really need to do this? They've got all kinds of excuses. But the bottom line is he's on his own. And that's how Carl was beginning to feel. His business partners, his friends were began to shun him. They were worried, is he going to cooperate? And if he doesn't cooperate, how is this going to reflect on us? Are we going to get in trouble?
Exactly. Well, Glenn, we got to leave it right there now that we brought everyone to the edge of the seat, and they will not see High Noon the same way they've seen it before in understanding the background now of one Carl Foreman and what it was about and what was underlying the movie. And your book, High Noon, The Hollywood Blacklist, The Making of an American Classic, I'll tell you, it's a great read. You will enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen, from Glenn Frankel. Glenn, available at all the usual places, right? We got about 5 seconds.
That's right, Amazon, but your local bookstore also. It's published today.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Did you